Balls of Fire by Tony Noland. The scar tissue makes a little map of Australia over my heart, an island of wrinkled pink skin and an ocean of black hair. I've seen some of the guys at the gym looking at it sidelong in the shower. I know the rumors that it's the gunshot wound. Can't say I'm sorry to have that rep, especially as it's hard to figure a guy like me as a player. Guy like me. Nah, I've never been shot. Not with a gun, I mean. Still, the burn was pretty bad. If it hadn't been for all that sweat, my chest hair might have caught on fire. Then I wouldn't be the guy who maybe got shot in the chest once. I'd be the guy with only one nipple. And for what? It wasn't even like I ever got anything out of all that. Out of Marie. You know how people say, oh, we're just good friends, when what they really mean is we hang out a lot because there's nobody better around at the moment? Well, Marie and I really were just good friends. Trouble with being friends with a woman, though, is you don't want to hurt her feelings. If you're actually dating, you don't even think about it. You just say stuff in the heat of the moment. And when all the moments are hot, that's a lot of talking. But you're just friends. You think before you speak, am I right? What I'm trying to say is, I should have said something, that's all. As soon as she pointed that damn Roman candle at me, I should have said something. You know those things are made of China, right? By school kids? Seriously, they put school kids to work for all that gunpowder and cardboard, making explosives for pennies so we could piss away our dollars with the crackles and the flashes. They use the wages to buy books and pencils and stuff. The thing is, though, hey, and this is nothing against Chinese kids, just kids in general, if you know one thing about kids, is that they sometimes screw up. If the label says it's a 10-bulb Roman candle, that doesn't mean it's a 10-bulb Roman candle. It means it's maybe a 9 or an 11-bulb Roman candle. That's nothing to get upset about. It's just something to realize. So at the 4th of July barbecue at her mom and dad's house, when Marie Turner made a joke about pointing a Roman candle at me, I froze. She had her arm outstretched like it was a magic wand or something. The end of it was only maybe a foot away from me, and it was still smoking. I couldn't very well have done a duck and cover, not with a plate of ribs in one hand, two beers in the other. You would have froze too, and you know it. Anyway, after I told her to put it down, her mom sighed and pinched the bridge of her nose, and her dad cleared his throat in that I'm gonna make a speech way like he always did. I could see Marie getting mad, just as she was saying that it was perfectly safe because she counted 10 fireballs. Number 11 shot out, hit me in the chest. Like I said, lucky for me it was a hot day. It burned through my shirt and drilled into me. For whatever reason, I didn't drop the plate or the bottles. I just hopped around, trying to bat it out with my elbows. It's funny. You always think you'll be cool in a crisis, but there's something about pain like that. It just makes you an idiot. Anyways, after I got out of the hospital, I never saw Marie again. She sent a letter apologizing. An old-fashioned, real paper letter. Never called, though. Maybe she was embarrassed. I was pretty mad, so I didn't call her either. And after a few weeks, I was able to get around without the skin graft killing me with every move. And what with one thing and another, just the way things worked out and all, she and I, we just never met up again after that. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, you boys just got to be careful with those things, okay? Your mom's already pissed off at me for giving you the fireworks in the first place, and I don't need a trip to the emergency room on top of it. So go on and have some fun. Hey, hang on, though. Before you go off and light those things, get your Uncle Tony under the beer, huh? For more poetry, prose, and fiction, visit www.tonynoland.com.